Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 10th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the defense will finish his argument. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 655 through 657 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlowshippubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. May the angels of the Lord give praise to God, that their voices are comfort to the Holy Spirit, and the wonderful joyousness of their angelic voices will ease the Lord's pain from knowing all this truth. The angel of peace has just one more request to ask, and it will be up to God to decide the fate of his sons. Will it be mercy or forgiveness? As the Lord determines, there is no truth God does not know for eternity.
While God will know who among the fallen watchers will deserve mercy or forgiveness without a doubt, there is the matter of adjudicating the crimes of the Nephilim and those demonic spirits eternally confined to the earth. For those who reveled in the crimes of senseless murder and tormented the souls of men who died as murderers, there should be eternal punishment in a chasm of fire. For they were truly the offspring of hate and criminals. Among all of those restless spirits confined to the earth, the Lord knows about those who are repentant. There is only the request of mercy for those souls, because they cannot exist as forgiven of their sins.
Those condemned spirits of the Nephilim have no validity to exist on earth any longer, and they were not supposed to exist from their beginning. Mercy for those who repent, and damnation for those who refuse. The Lord God Almighty is the greatest power in the universe, and all of His love is everlasting mercy or eternal forgiveness. Mercy is a form of forgiveness from God who is righteous, but only the righteous will live forever in the Holy Spirit. The Angel of Peace is now at the point of closure. These final remarks will end his opening presentation. The condemned have been given a glimmer of hope with a plea for mercy or forgiveness as God determines.
Among all of them, there are still those rebellious few who know for certain that their fates have been sealed. Those who truly are guilty of the worst and greatest crimes of corrupting their offspring and men to murder and hate. To them there will be no mercy from God, not ever, nor will those demons who did their bidding go free. All of those evil ones will receive a just sentence to an eternal punishment in the chasm of fire. While mercy is to cease existence in peaceful bliss, Forgiveness may have a sentence uniquely its own. It will be for God alone to decide if there are any among the fallen worthy to be allowed to ascend. None of the demonic spirits of the Nephilim will ever be allowed to roam the earth again, and they will never again torment the souls of men. The evil they have done increases their punishment in hell.
By the grace of God, who dwells eternally in heaven, all that has become known in these pages here will be the Lord's gift of prophecy to mankind. Those who will be privileged to know it will rejoice. The Angel of Peace has completed his statements. All of this case has been recorded for posterity, and the scribe of the Lord has noted it all very well. The Lord God Almighty will now make a decision. The time for the day of Jubilee approaches on earth, and the advocate for mankind has yet to speak. This trial is not yet over in the least, and there is plenty more to reveal about the crime. The witness for the prosecution will be summoned, and they will all have their own day in court. God will hear their pleas and accusations, and the Angel of Peace will be allowed a rebuttal. The outcome of the prosecution's presentation will not likely be favored by the Fallen Watchers, but they will not have another chance for defense because they have already made their own choices. Any choice made is one that must be kept now. Their choices are their execrations clearly professed. Their crimes that begot other crimes on the earth will not be so easily ameliorated in the plea bargain. Well, this concludes episode 10 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was A Plea Bargain. The Angel of Peace has been one of the best. The defense has taken a case that was lost from the start and turned it into a potential win for at least a few. Will God finally grant the Fallen Watchers mercy? Will any of them be granted forgiveness to ascend into the heavens once again? Surely, they will not ever be able to return to heaven, but they may at least no longer suffer in hell. Such is this plea bargain proposed by the defense. Mercy is preferable to a denial of forgiveness. There is no denial of the crime or their guilt, and their hopes are in an end to their suffering. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the new releases. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.